So this part of this week is Shabbat Shuvah. So the pasuk begins, Shuvah Yisrael Ad Hashem Lekecha. Return Yisrael until Hashem, your God, Ki Chashalta Bavenecha, because you have stumbled in your sin. So the Chazal already are bothered by the word Ad Hashem Lekecha. Return Yisrael until Hashem. You should say, Shuvah Yisrael El Hashem Lekecha. Return Yisrael to Hashem. Why does it say Ad Hashem Alekecha? So Rashi comments on Ad Hashem Alekecha. Rashi says before Havai Yudke Vovke, which is Hashem of Rachman, Hashem's name of Rachman, Alekim is Midas Hadin. So he says, Shuvah Yisrael, says Rashi, do Shuva Ad Hashem Alekecha before Havai becomes Midas Hadin. Chabarayin, while it's still, while there's still rachman, because if a person doesn't do tshuva, then chas v'shalom there's midas hadin. So I'd like to use Rashi's approach, but I can't say that Rashi is going to says what I'm going to say, but in the same mahalach. There's a medrash on this pasuk. The medrash says that Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeRuvein, Hashem said to Reuven, Ata pasachta b'tshuva tchila, you opened up with tshuva first. It's chayecha sheben mincha p'seach b'tshuva. You opened up with tshuva because Reuven, we know, did tshuva for the ma'aseh with Bila. So I swear to you that your grandson will open up with tshuva, Hoshea, which is the author of Shuvah Yisrael, he begins with Shuvah Yisrael Ad Hashem Alekecha. The difficulty is, what does it mean that Reuven is Paseach B'Tshuvah Tchila? Adam HaRishon did Shuvah, Kayan did Shuvah, there's so many people did Shuvah before Reuven. Why is it considered that he started with Shuvah Tchila? And then why is it considered that Hoshea was Paseach B'Tshuvah Tchila? And this is, the other Nevi'im have also talked about Shuvah. In the parsha of Reuven saving Yosef, so the pasuk says, "Parsha by Yosef." VaYoshev Reuven el Abar. Reuven returned to the pit. Vina en Yosef Abar. Behold, Yosef was not in the pit, and he tore his garments. He returned to his brothers and he said, the child is no longer. And I, where am I going to come?
Go.
Come.
Baz, come.
Baz, come.
Ana aniba.
You're right. The translation that I read is me. Where can I go?
So the medrash on this pasuk says, "Ana ani ba memasa Bila." Where am I going to place myself now with the story with Bila? So medrash plia, because what shaychus is bringing Yosef back have anything to do with masa Bila? The Arizal says, it says ani ana ani ba. Arizal says that ani ana. Is ani here? Ana is written aleph nun hey. It means where, right? Not ana with an aleph. Ani ana is Rosh Hatevis. Kael nekamais Hashem. Kael nekamais Sophia.
Ani
is kael nekamais Hashem. Ana is kael nekamais Sophia. Kael nekamais Hashem. Kael nekamais Sophia. It's ani ana. So we need to know what shaykh is that pasuk have anything to do with kael nekamais Hashem. Kael nekamais Sophia. What does that have anything to do with this? Then the Baal Shem Tov asks on that pasuk, "Kenon lekamos Hashem." We know both the shame of Kael and the shame of Havaya are both shames of Chesed. Nekama is din. That's what nekama is, right? Nekama is tit for tat. That's nekama.
See what Hashem names.
Kael, both Kel and Shem Havaya are both names of Chesed. So he said, Kel and the Kama is Havaya. So it doesn't stem. It's both of those are Chesed and the Kama is Din. It should be other Kim. It shouldn't be Kel or Havaya.
Even the Kama is Daru Chesed.
What?
Even the Kama is Daru Chesed.
Oh. So we don't need to understand what that means. So, I think we can understand this based on the Chassam Sofer, so beautiful Chassam Sofer. He says, and the Pasuk says, Tadak Hashem b'chol derochav, v'chassid b'chol ma'asav. So the Gemara in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah asks a stira, a contradiction from the beginning of the Pasuk to the end of the Pasuk. Tzadik Hashem b'chol derochav, as the Gemara is mashma that Hashem controls the world with tzedek, which is min tzadim. V'chosid b'chol ma'azah, v'chosid l'fnim v'shur tzadim. So is it min tzadim or is it l'fnim v'shur tzadim? So the Gemara answers, v'tchila tzedek, v'hodar chosid. V'tchila tzadik v'hodar chosid. Meaning, Rashi explains, that Hashem created the world l'chatchila with midas hadin, and then afterwards the shittafim of midas harachlam. Rashi says in the beginning of the Torah, because the world can't survive with midas hadin. So that's how Rashi explains the Gemara's words: b'tchila tzadik v'hodah chazit. The Chassam Sofer says the pshat is, he says different pshat. He says that we find in the Gemara says that noisei avin and poskim noisei avin v'oyver al pesha. Says the Gemara, Lemi noisei avin, who does Hashem forgive? Lemi sho'ever al pesha. Somebody that forgives others, somebody that's mevater to others, so then Hashem forgives them as well. Meaning that it's midas adin. Midas adin is, right, that since you forgive others, so therefore you deserve to be forgiven too. It's a tremendous chesed. No court of law in the world will say, "Oh, you laundered millions of dollars," but since you forgive others, I'm going to forgive you too. That doesn't work. But with the Rebbeinu Shlomo, it works because the Rebbeinu Shlomo.
You want to call that midas adin?
What?
No, that's chesed.
No, but it's a chesed al piden. Because since Rebbeinu Shlomo says, since you forgive others,
I'm going to forgive.
It's mid what?
So you're saying midas
din, measure for measure,
and then he'll use that for chesed.
Right, Hashem uses it. So that's the type of chesed that becomes din. It's a tremendous chesed. So says the Chassam Sofer. So really, every person goes through two dinim, through the person beginning of the year. Says the Chassam Sofer, goes through two dinim. One din is, let's first see what method I'm going to use with you. What method of din I'm going to use with you? Am I going to use strict din, or am I going to use elef nimishurus din? Let's see how you conduct yourself. What are your drachim? Do you conduct yourself elef nimishurus din with others? So then I'm going to conduct myself with you elef nimishurus din. Do you conduct yourself al pi din with others? So then I'm going to conduct myself al pi din with you. That's the first din. What method of din I'm going to use? Once we've established that this person conducts himself in a mishuris adin, right now that first din is mamash din, because that it's exactly how the way you conduct yourself, that's how I'm going to conduct myself with you. Once it's been established that this person conducts himself in a mishuris adin, then now we're gonna analyze his ma'isim. And regarding his ma'isim, says Rabbi Shimon, I could be a chassid because he was a chassid too. So tzaddik Hashem, when is it tzaddik, says Chassam Sofer, when is Hashem apidin b'chol drachav? When it comes to dealing with a person's drachim, about how a person conducts himself overall, there Hashem is that's midas adin. However he conducts himself, that's how I'm going to conduct myself with him. Then, when it comes to ma'isim, since it's been established that this person is a chassid, so now a chassid b'chol ma'asim, the Rebbeinu Shlomo can be, when it comes to his ma'isim, I can be the Rebbeinu Shlomo is a chassid. So, I believe that the Rebbeinu, as the Brock said before, the Rebbeinu Shloilam's din is also a chesed, right? Because even his nekama is also with kale and havai. It's a tremendous chesed to, that the Rebbeinu Shloilam will say, since you conduct yourself with chesed, I'm going to conduct myself with chesed too. That's a nekama, but it's a more than a chesed. It's a tremendous chesed. I think that the reason we ask for mechila from one another before Yom Kippur is not for the sake of the nimchal. It's not for the sake of the person asking mechila. It's for the sake of the moichel. So every person has the ability to be moichel before Yom Kippur, so that way he has this midas adin of, oh, you're moichel for others, and moichel himself, I'll be moichel you. I believe that's the real reason why there's a bakashas mechila. Not for the sake of the nimchal. So every person has the ability to be moichel before Yom Kippur. So the moichel will say, oh, you're moichel others, you're oivra pesha. No, you say, oh, when it comes to Yom Kippur, everybody has, everybody's nimchal.
But
now,
it has to be consistent then.
What?
It has to be consistent. I mean, the person has to be moichel everybody.
It all depends what kind of mechila he wants.
We all say that, but Tefillah Zaka.
But you know, it depends. If you want the Moshe to be a sticker
Michael
with you,
all your
advice,
right? There's a Moshe to give art from Rebbe Zishin. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. The Gemara brings it. The Gemara says that Yirmiyah was mispalel. Afilu b'shaw al anchei anosis. There were people of anosis were terrible people. That they made a lot of tzaras for Yirmiyah. So Yirmiyah was mispalel that afilu b'shal she'osim tzedaka, even when they want to do tzedaka, hachshilim b'bnei adam she'enem agunim. Well, you should
make sure them. The wrong people.
There goes right. So Rizzi should ask. That's what a manik b'yisrael is. That's kind of
a manik b'yisrael.
Huh?
Even the ones didn't have any.
So Rizzi says exactly the opposite. He said he knew these people. Amanche anasas amavish b'nei adam she'enem agunim.
What?
They are people that are unworthy of the Rebbeinu Shlom's chesed. The only way they can have chesed from the Rebbeinu Shlom is if they also give B'nai Adam She'enim Agunim. If they give B'nai Adam She'enim Agunim, they're not makbid who they give to, so then the Rebbeinu Shlom will give them even though they're not hagun also.
Ah, so this is your famous part against the green
cards. Against
card.
The green cards, right? Ah. So Yirmi asked, even when they want to give chesed, you mash them b'nei adam she'enem agunim, and that way you'll be able to give them.
So it really was a good thing.
But wait a minute. If you're against the green card, you're assuming that you're the enemy.
Right.
Well, you should assume that. That's
nice.
That you should give to somebody that's not deserving because you're not deserving of giving.
Who is
Hashem being Michael, you of Hashem.
Hashem giving me. I want the Hashem to give me even though I'm an
enemy. Do we really deserve it? Do we really deserve it? No. Yeah. So.
So we, yeah.
I mean, you would do with the rest of us.
Yes, good.
Now,
right before you,
David HaMelech. Now, in the same vein, David HaMelech in Kapitel Nun Aleph, when he does tshuva for Bashem, right? He does tshuva. So what does he do? When he wants the Benjamin to accept his tshuva, he says, Alam the Faisham derachecha. Right? I'm going to be Magzer Aliz with tshuva. Meaning, what is being Magzer Aliz with tshuva? It's bringing back the Benjamin's children to him. So when we're Magzer Aliz with tshuva, so we're emphasizing the importance of children returning to their father. So, the Rebbeinu Shlom will accept his children. And I believe that this is what Reuven was trying to accomplish. Reuven wanted to do tshuva. So in order to be able to be ma'or this inyan that the Rebbeinu Shlom should accept his tshuva and allow a child to return to his father, he made up his mind that he's going to return the Yosef to his father. And when
that was Pesach for
tshuva, his Pesach was so before. If a person is wise, So before they start doing tshuva, the person should see to do something that is going to be ma'or this mida connected mida. So either a person should be ma'or al pasha, should be ma'or others. Or, as David HaMelech did, alam defoishim derachecha, to teach, to be makar of others. And so Reuven, before he went to do tshuva, he was going to return Yosef to his father to show the tremendous tremendous inyan of the simcha of a child being returned to his father, and that way when he returns to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Rebbeinu Shel Olam will accept him. So when he found Yosef wasn't in the bar, he said, How am I going to do tshuva for Masabila? And on that, the Arizal says that that's here we see this inyan of nekama that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam conducts himself mitzvah connected mitzvah in a matter of chesed, in a matter of keil and havai.
But it's really not. It's mamish meduik the pasuk. It's a lashon of bo, not a lashon of where am I going to go?
How am I going to come back?
So what's
the shem? So shuva Yisrael is a yid needs to do tshuva until midas hachesed becomes midas hadin. Right? A person needs to do tshuva to the point that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should be able to do chesed with him al pidin. Right? How? Be moichel others, be makarav others, do an act that will enable the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to be moichel you al pidin. Tshuva Yisrael, do such a tshuva al Hashem lekecha. So, Ata pesachta b'tshuva tchila, you Reuven, you did this act of preceding the Rebbeinu, preceding your tshuva by doing an act to create a midah connected midah. Chayecha shemem mincha, your anicle will bring out the same point by saying shuva Yisrael.
Because he tried to.
Right. Yeah, he tried to. That was
he
couldn't
succeed, but he tried. Pretty much, if you hadn't done two by now, it's a little late. So the only thing you can do at this point is Mevater. That's all that's left. That's all you can do. You have 5 minutes. It's Nila. Shai Nila. If you Mevater, that's both of you.
Yeah, there's a... my father's father was 6 years old when his grandfather, Ramatlan Astaipla, Shikadesh Aliyah, Ramatlan Astaipla, was nifty when he was 6 years old. He said he remembers his grandfather because his grandfather used to come every day, every morning before davening. He would come to their house. He would play with the grandchildren. And he would wait until, he would play with them until they smiled, or they gave a laugh, and then he would give them a candy. That's what he said. That's why he remembers him so well. He had all of his children lived in the same courtyard. And
does your father remember them?
My
grandfather.
Remember his grandfather.
I heard this story.
What learned this time? This goes back to 18 or something.
So I repeated this. I repeated this to the Chernobyl Rebbe in Bnei Brak, and he told me, yeah,
same family.
Yeah. So he told me that Rabbi Aaron Chernobyl had the same minhag, and he said that Rabbi Aaron Chernobyl explained the minhag. He said, and if Rabbi Shlomo wouldn't say this, it would be probably epicurus to say this. But he said, the pasuk of Chol Banayich Lemudei Hashem. He said, you have to teach the Rabbi Shlomo how to conduct himself with children. That's what he said. Chol Banayich Lemudei Hashem. So he said, that's how he does. So he said, so therefore, I'm going, before I go daven, I'm going to be Mesameich my children and give them what they want. Mesameich and give them what they want. So if you're Mesameich and give them what, so the Rabbi Shlomo does the same with you.
Could have said the same thing without saying
it.
Teach
him. No, but it makes an impression by saying it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to forget that word for the rest of my life because of the way it was said.
Right, so the Candyman
has
one up then, right?
Right. So I think I told the story once before Candyman auctioning it off. Yeah. So, I think that the Indian of, I mentioned that Rosh Hashanah. The Indian of in the Torah it says Yom Teruah Yilchem on Rosh Hashanah, and Chazal instituted, according to Drashas, he instituted always at Tkiah before the Teruah. Why is that? because Trua is Midas Adin, right? Rosh Hashanah Alpitur is Din. And Trua, it says all this far, Trua is Midas Adin. Short sounds is Midas Adin. It says in Parshas Baal Lo'ischa, when it talks about the Chatzotris, that the coil that gathers everyone together is the Tkiyah. The Pasuk says, if a Hakilas Akol, when you want to gather people together, Tisku Uva Lo'isariu, it says in the Pasuk, you should blow a Tkiyah, not a Trua. So the coil of Achdus, of bringing people together, of forgiving and letting go of not harboring any ill feelings, that's a Tkiyah. So, but precede the din with a tkiyah. Precede the din with achdus. If there's achdus, then we can approach the din. So, Eved shall help. We should all be zeicha to kail mekomos Hashem. Kail mekomos Hashem. The Rebbeinu should conduct himself with us with a chesed al pi din. All be zeicha to git kibbutz.